Among the news stories we're following this morning in that region, Pakistani villagers taking up arms against the Taliban are dealing with the aftermath of a wrecked luxury hotel which was bombed in northwestern Pakistan. Evidence is being sought. It was a suicide bombing which killed at least 11 people, including aid workers. The United Nations condemned it as a heinous terrorist attack, and security forces killed 70 suspected militants in an area close to two major Taliban tribal strongholds. That's according to the Associated Press. Attempting to figure out what's actually going on in the Swat Valley, where this battle between the Taliban and Pakistani forces is taking place that has displaced as many as 2 million people. The challenge is very real to Mohammad Razvi, who's executive director of the Council of People's Organization, a nonprofit organization here in New York City that serves the South Asian community and also attempts to follow details halfway around the world. Mohammad, very glad to have you in the studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Frank.
Thank you.
What media source do you rely on to follow, first, the bombing, second, this the tactics going on in this military offensive of Pakistan, and then finally, where the displaced people are?
We follow the news as coming from Geo News, which is an international news station from Pakistan, and also ARY. ARY1.
I see.
And they actually try to keep up with what's happening, and they have news crews that are going in and near those vicinities.
What about direct digital contact with the people who may be displaced, family members, via cell phone, via computer? Is that even possible here?
Well, the cell phone actually is possible, and that's what's really helpful, because the landlines, there are none. I mean, the electricity, everything is just shot. And cell phones is the only one that goes back and forth sometimes.
Now, when I hear Swat Valley, I think of a war zone. When you and your family and compatriots think of the Swat Valley, what picture comes to your mind?
The picture that comes to our mind is, it was such a nice place, to visit. It was a nice place for them to have their family members. Like right now, we're about to have schools that are going to go out of school. Kids are going to go out of school, and they were usually the families, they go back to their country, and they go visit family members. All of a sudden, they can't do that, and it's just devastating them.
Where are people going? 2 million displaced people. We've heard there's a lot of sort of joining family members inside other places in Pakistan, but are there people leaving the country altogether?
Well, no, they are not able to leave the country altogether. I mean, that's one of the things we were bringing up with the congressman, that when we met with them, that, these displaced families should have refugees coming to the States, because they are, Pakistan can only take so much. It doesn't have all these facilities available for these, refugees at all. And it's just, it's very stressful that these community members who were living, in the region, and all of a sudden now they're, 2 million. That's just unbelievable.
Well, following up on that, every region of the world has people who come to the U.S. at different times for different reasons, as immigrants, as refugees, temporarily for education. With the Pakistani-American community, is there a large refugee population, or has it been mostly voluntary immigration without refugee status?
It has been voluntary immigration without refugee status.
Mostly. Do you think that should change or could change?
Currently, I think we should have... In this situation, we should change, because we are actually, what I'm saying is, as we as the Americans and Pakistan working together in infiltrating these insurgents and these Talibans, we have to prove to the communities that are there, that are being displaced, that we are here to help as well.
The interesting thing is this relationship that you have both to the displaced community and also to the authorities in Pakistan. If you hear the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Yusuf Raza Gilani, saying this, tell me what your reaction is. Listen.
I appeal to the international community that they should help Pakistan to look after the internally displaced persons.
Now, of course, I hear that, and as a news reporter, journalist, and as, I suppose, a Caucasian, I'm thinking USAID, the State Department, international aid. But when you in your communities and your living rooms and households hear that call for the international community to help, what is it that you think?
Well, when we are hearing this type of, outcry, we're trying to figure out what are other countries that can help us. I mean, it has to be. It shouldn't be a burden just on the United States at all. I mean, yes, we are at the forefront of this, but it also should involve, you know, Britain. It also should involve other countries, you know, of common concerns.
What about tangibly in your individual families? Are there ways for you to help, and are there difficulties and obstacles to reach the people who are displaced?
There is. It's a very difficult situation. We work with other organizations like Haber Society, putting funds together, individuals, and those individuals, they actually take the funds in those regions and try to disperse the funds and getting tents and food and water and so forth.
You know, a lot of Americans, I think, might have difficulty understanding why the Taliban would have a hold in a place like the beautiful Swat Valley, as you describe it, where, as you say, this has been traditionally a peaceful place, and then all of a sudden the Taliban come in. Why would a village embrace the Taliban under any circumstances, if that's even happening?
Well, what happens is, as you're aware, in many of these third world countries, they really have no funding for their children, for schools, and these so-called Talibans, they had some sort of funding available, wherever that may be. But they are able to use that funding perhaps to open up small schools or these madrasas, which are called. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, the villagers, they see, oh, at least my kids are studying. And they're not realizing what they're studying, you know, whether it's a particular version of Islam, the way the people want, the Taliban want them mm-hmm. to be. And that's what happens. I mean, they see a way out to help these. They're seeing it as a way of help. And now we have to figure out, we're getting rid of them, but we have to give this humanitarian, we have to put them back together.
We've had many people on reporting from Pakistan, and I remember asking one of them, how are people in the U.S. or the U.S. government perceived? And right now they're not so good,
yeah,
not so
good
much.
Yeah.
What role do Pakistani Americans play in trying to navigate the relationship between these two countries?
Well, the most important thing is the Pakistani Americans that are here. They always emphasize, because many times when things happen, community members from Pakistani family members, they call here and they're like, oh my God, is everything okay in the States? And we assure them everything is perfect here. I mean, but the fact of the matter is, when you guys go out in the street and you're demonstrating against the United States, that's totally wrong. That is totally wrong. You have to figure that out. That's extremely wrong. That's not the, you know, that's not the right path. And we are always emphasizing that.
Well, it's a difficult relationship to navigate, that's for sure, the U.S. and Pakistan, whether you're Barack Obama or citizens just of the United States. I'm glad to hear you say it's perfect here. That's a headline. We should probably lead with that. Mohammad Razvi, executive director of the Council of People's Organization, a nonprofit organization in New York City that serves the South Asian community. Thinking about what's going on in the Swat Valley, where 2 million people are displaced, and they're cleaning up from a horrific bombing yesterday. Thank you very much, Mohammad.
Valuable perspective.
Thank you.
Thank you.